Begin the Keren Tav Mesechtes Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues quoting from that Mishnah from the previous Daf. And that is, we had the third Mishnah of this Mesechtah that spoke about the Kinyonim, the acquisitions of an Eved Kenani. Now the Mishnah opened up on the previous Daf in Amud Beis regarding three ways an Eved Kenani could be purchased, with Kesev, Shtar, and Chazaka. Then the Mishnah said, as our Gemara quotes, of a Koines Atzmoy, Bekesev, Vechulu, then how he could acquire himself back from slavery, meaning to be a free man. That v'chulu etc. The Mishnah actually quoted machlokes, and our Gemara will explain how to interpret these words. The words that are actually mentioned in the Mishnah are that the first opinion, that of Reb Meir, says that he acquires himself bekesef al yedei acherim, with money only when it's being transferred through someone else. I mean, it's not going from the eved to his master to pay himself out. Rather, other people are giving the money directly to the master. U'bishtar al yedei atzmei, regarding a document, it's only through himself when he himself receives it. That's the Remeir. The Chachamim, the sages say, is what seems to be exactly the opposite if you read the words literally. Bekesef al de'atzmei, no, money through himself, which is actually qualified by the end of the Mishnah that ubavachei akesef mishalachem, as long as the money is coming from other people to the Eved, because an Eved has no own money. Whatever he owns is owned by his master. Masha kana Eved kana Rabbi. But if other people gave him money to redeem himself, and then he uses that to redeem himself, he does it through himself. Whereas ubishtar de'acherim, regarding a document, is actually through other people. So sounds literally like the opposite of Remeir, but that's what Gemara is going to explain regarding these two opinions of Remeir and the Chacham. So the Gemara first begins to explain the opinion of Remeir, which was mentioned first. So as we said before, bekesef al yedei acherim in, what it sounds like from the halacha of Remeir is that only if other people are paying the master to redeem him, that will work. But not through himself. In other words, if other people give the slave money, here, we're giving you money, go ahead and bring this to your master, pay out your value, buy yourself back, that won't work. He won't be redeemed. Because the moment the other people gave him that money so that he can go use to redeem himself, it's not his anymore. Whatever he acquired, it's like his master already acquired, so it's his master's money. It's not his own money that he's going to try to use to redeem himself. That's what Remeir's opinion is. On that, the Gemara is b'mayaskina. What is this case talking about? When we said in the Mishnah according to Remeir that he could only buy himself back, if other people, when other people are giving the money to the master, not through him, because through him it won't work, what's the case talking about? As the Gemara explains, if he would entertain to say that it's talking about without the acceptance and awareness and acknowledgement of the slave himself, they're doing it. He's a slave, and they go to him, they say, you know, this guy is a hard worker, we want to free him. And without the Eveds appointing them to redeem himself. So on that, the Gemara asks, how could that be the case? Mechti, Shemana, Leilu, Remeir, the Omar, we know that we've heard according to Remeir that he says in the first Perek Masechtes Gittin, that Chayv Hula Eved Shiyotze Miyad Rabbi L'Cheres. Remeir's of the opinion, it's actually a liability for the slave to be freed from his master. Because, for example, let's say if he's the Eved of a Kohen, now he's not going to be able to partake of Truma anymore. And even if he's an Eved of a non-Kohen, he's now, when he's going to become free, he's going to be forbidden to have relations with a Shifcha, which is much easier for him, much more convenient, much more priestistic. He can do whatever he wants with her, which, therefore, now he's not going to be able to have that when he becomes a full-fledged Jew, so it's actually considered a liability. Now, if, according to Remeir, it's a liability, or Tanina, and we learned that Zachon la'adam shle b'fanav, that you could create a merit for someone without the person's awareness, without him being there. But ve'ein chavin lo'y el b'fanav, you could only create a liability when the person is there, in other words, that he's acquiescing to this acceptance. Which means to say that a person cannot become a shliach for somebody else without his awareness for something that's a liability or a loss. So then the question is, how did we learn in the Mishnah according to Remeir that he could be redeemed through others, which if the Gemara is entertaining to say, meaning without his awareness, if it's without his awareness, how could Remeir say that could happen? It's a chayv. It's a liability Remeir holds. And you cannot create a liability for a person without their awareness. Shalei b'fanav. Se elapshit. The Rabbi Gemara says, must be obvious, that midaitoi, that the case that the Remeir holds will work to redeem the slave through money, which is through acherim, other people are giving it directly to the master, is midas, meaning with the awareness and the agreement of the slave. Now, then, if you're going to ask, that's pretty obvious, what do you mean? Why shouldn't that work? He's agreeable to them doing it. So it's midaitoi, and it's not his own money, so it's not komashkan, it's going from them to the master. So on that you would say no, but Hakamash Blon, the chiddush of this halacha would be is al yedei acherim in. That it's coming to tell you that actually it only works through others. That's the inherent chiddush. Yeah, the fact that others could do it, that's not the chiddush. But it's that only others could give money to the master. But through himself, it won't work. That's what seemingly the chiddush would be, because Alma, we see in Kinyin Le'evid B'lei Rabbi that Remeir holds that there's no option at all ever to have a case of the Evid acquiring something that the master doesn't automatically have. So even if others are giving it to him to redeem himself, that's not going to work. That's seemingly what's the opinion of Remeir in the first halacha of the Mishnah, that it's only kesev adei acherim, but through himself that won't work. Now that the Gemara asks, ihachi eim seifa. But let's see the latter part of that sentence. So it says, bishtar adei atzmai. So we said when we interpret kesef adei acherim, means only through others, not through himself. Because we're talking about a case, even though it's midaitoi, because that's the only way it works through acherim, but that won't work through himself. But then Remeir said, "Bishtar el de atzmai," when it's regarding receiving a document, which is a shtar shikhar from the master, that's through himself. Now it's seemingly that it's saying al de atzmai in, through himself, yes, al de acherim loy. But for others to receive the shtar shikhar as a proxy for him to become emancipated, that won't work. Now that the question is, if you just described in the first half of this sentence, meaning regarding the case, the parallel case of money, that it's talking about with the awareness of the slave. In other words, that he told to this other person, receive this gift from my master. Then why wouldn't it work? A shliach is an extension of yourself. And he's designating him to be a shliach, to receive the gift. Why would it work through himself and not through other people? Now, if you're going to say, that you're going to interpret in this latter part of the sentence of Remeir, that what does Remeir mean to say that when it comes to getting emancipated through the document, it's through himself, it's afle de atzmai, it doesn't mean just only through himself. Of course it could work through others, but it means that even through himself, now what would that chiddush be? V'hokamash malon, and this is what the mayor is teaching, is digite v'yodei boin ke'echad, that there's a novelty in this halacha, that his get shichur, and his ability to receive things for himself, which is called yodei, they happen simultaneously. In other words, what's inherent in this is that we don't say that the master never had the get be removed from his domain and that the slave is not really receiving anything, because your hand, the master could tell the slave, is my hand. Whatever you get is mine. So when I'm giving it to you, I'm not really giving it to you, I'm giving it from my right hand to my left hand. So you cannot be emancipated through the receiving of the get. That's what Remeir would be teaching, that it does work, because what the get shikhar is what frees him and makes it his own hand, and at that same moment when it's his own hand, he's receiving his own get. So that would be the chiddush inherent in Remeir's halacha, both of regarding money, it only works through others, whereas we would say by shtar shikhar, it works not just through himself, but even through himself, through others and through himself, to say the chiddush of gita biyad moin ke'echad. Now, however, on that the Gemara asks, but v'alui tani hachi, but we didn't learn like this in the Braisa. The time that we learned the Braisa says clearly, Bishtar al de atzmoi. It's not saying even through himself. Rather, v'loy al de achirim de Remeir. Remeir says it actually only works through himself. So just like Remeir says regarding money, it only works through others, not through himself, because he can never have his own monies. It's automatically goods given to his master. So it only works if other people give it directly to his master. Same thing is regarding the shtar, it only works through himself and not through others. So the difficulty is why? If it's, like we said, the parallel case of money, which is midaitoi, and that's how we explain the halach of kesef, because we said it's difficult, it would be shaloi midaitoi. Now how do we understand the parallel case of shtar, where we're saying it only works to himself? Why? If it's midaitoi, why can't he make a shliach? So Abai explains, so he regroups, he reframes the halach of Remeir. It says, lo'olam shaloi midaitoi. That truth is, the cases that we're discussing here of kesef and shtar to redeem the eved is tumat without the awareness of the eved. Now, difficulty was, so we wanted to know, how does that work? We said Remeir holds that it's a chay for an eved to be freed. And we know the halacha is, in chavon loy la'adam shalei b'fanov. So then how could he say that kesef shall work through acherim without his awareness, where they can't go ahead and be a shliach to be mekabel to get shichur without the awareness of the eved? So says Abai, you're right, that's regarding a get shikhar, as we taught in Masechet Git. But Bishani Kesef, money is different. Why? Hayil v'kani le'bal karche, since this other person, this person that wants to free this slave, if they would want, they could acquire this slave from the master against his will. He's like cattle. He's like an object that could be purchased from the master, and he has no say in the matter. So machni le bal karche. So too, they could also acquire himself to himself, even against his will, without his consent. Because it doesn't require his consent, just like they could buy him from the master, they could also buy him for himself. Now, therefore, that's why it's going to work bal karche. Not based on the halachic principles of, because they're being zoich of him. No, it's not. It's actually a chayv. And a chayv, you actually would need his consent. But we don't need his consent because we're working along the principles of how money always works in regards to the sale of a slave. Now, the Gemara asks, well, if that's the case, then why didn't you say shtar nami? Why didn't you say the same thing is regarding a document? Where a document, they could also buy him with a document, and therefore they should be able to buy him for himself through a document. So why do we say Masechtas Gittin or may holds that regarding a shtar shichur, it won't work for someone else to be zeichah for the Eved because it's a chayv? So that the Gemara explains, no, that shtar is different. High shtar l'chod, this document is for one purpose. The high shtar l'chod, and this document is for another purpose. In other words, if they would be buying him, which they could do bal karcha for the slave, that would be a terminology of purchasing, of a sale. What they're doing now, when they're trying to free him, it's a different type of a document. It's what's called a shtar shichur. The terminology, the language there, the mechanics of it is emancipation. It's a different process. Now, so the Gemara, and therefore that's why, although they could do to be kind to him, but they can't be mak to him. Because that has to work along shichur, and that can't work because it's a chayv, which ain't chav no adam el b'fanim. So the Gemara is hachanam, they wanted to say the same thing also over here. Haikas b'luchud, v'haikas b'luchud. These two monies are also different. How can you say because you could be kind about karcha, so you could be makni about karcha? One type of monies is to purchase him. Another type is a monies to free him. So how can you say because they could buy him balkarche so they could free him balkarche? So the Gemara explains, no, tiva miyachatu. Ultimately, the coin, the money looks the same. There's no differentiation in the actual monies. So therefore, since monies can affect this balkarche, so even though one is to do a kinyan, one is to do shikr, it will work. Whereas by shtar, the actual object of the shtar is different in the two different cases, and therefore, although you could be kind of balkarche, you cannot be maknim balkarche. So Abaye explains the halacha, the Mishnah actually talking about shaloi midaita, again, which by kesef only works to acherim, even shaloi midaita, which we explained according to Abaye, because since you could be kind of balkarche, so you could be meshacher balkarche, which again, the slave himself cannot free himself because he can never have monies. And the halacha is by shtar, which again, that cannot work by acherim, as we said, because that's only al dei atzmai, where the chiddush is git to be yod b'moin ke'echad, and also they cannot work through others because we're talking about shlemi daita, and shlemi daita b'shtar shecher is a chayv according to a mayor, and in chavon lo adam el b'fanav. That's one approach. Rav Amar, he says a different interpretation why by kesef it could work bal karche through acherim and not by shtar. So because he says kesef regarding money, kabbalis rabbi garmalai. It's actually what frees him when other people pay out the value to redeem the slave. It's when the master receives the money that by default, by automatic, the slave becomes freed. It's not these other people that are causing him the liability. It's the master's receipt of that money. Now, the master does not become the shliach. He's doing it for his own purposes where he wants the money. And then automatically, the slave then gets nikna to himself. Now, however, regarding when it's a freedom through a shtar, through a document, that kabbalas acherim garmalai. There it's actually the receipt of the others receiving it as a proxy for the slave, which will free him. And that's, as we explained according to Reb Meir, since it's a chayiv, ein chav la'adam shlemidait, you cannot create a liability for a person without his awareness. So Rav is also going along the same lines, just there are two different interpretations, why by kesef it will work, bal karchai, in contrast to shtar, which does not, again, because according to a mayor, it's a chayv, in ein chav la'adam, cannot create a liability for a person, ela b'fanav, only with his acceptance of that. Now the Gemara continues and said that we said in the Mishnah that b'chacham ha'imim, however, the sages say, b'kesef al dei atzmei. The words they say is that by money, it's through himself. Now, the inferential reading is, b'kesef al dei atzmei in. It sounds like that regarding if the slave wants to free himself through monies, it could only be it through himself, but other people cannot go ahead and give monies to the master to automatically free the slave. So the Gemara says, why is that? As the Gemara explains, even if you're going to explain, as the previous interpretations had explained, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. that Remeir, who's disputing the Chacham, even if you're going to say the case that it was talking about is that it's the other people want to free the slave even without his awareness, without his acceptance of it. But Mechti, Shaman Elohul Rabban, the army, but we heard that the opinion of the Rabban who dispute Remeir, they say, in Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Yod Alef Amud Beis, it's actually merit for a slave to leave his master's domain. Utnina, and we learned in the Mishnah, you can marry a person even when they're not there without their awareness. And liability could only be when they're there, when they're aware of it, when they're accepting of that. But since according to the Chachamim, it's a schus to free a slave, so then why would they say that kesev is ad de'atzmai, which sounds like only through himself, he can give the money, but other people cannot. Why not? Even if it's shalemi daitai, it doesn't make a difference. It's a schus, and there's a schus you could do, shalemi daitai, shalemi b'fonav. Now, says the Gemara, v'chi tema maya l'di'atzmei. So if you're going to entertain, to interpret, what do the Chacham mean when they say that kesev is through himself? It's afay d'i'atzmei, means also through himself. I mean, of course other people could do it, because it's a schus. Chiddush is that even the slave could. Now, ukamash malon, and what would that be teaching us? The yesh kinyin li eved, that there is an acquisition for the slave. In other words, when people give him money on the condition that it should be b'loy rabbi, that his master does not have any rights to that money, that's the chiddush. Well, although really whatever slave gets goes automatically to his master, and now he can't use it anymore to free himself, and that the chiddush is that the chum hold that it is possible. Someone could give him monies on the condition that it's not his master's, so then the master doesn't get it, and then he could use that money through himself to redeem himself. On that, the Gemara asks, "Ihachei mesefim." But then let's see the end of the sentence of the Chacham. They say, regarding the other case of b'shtar, through a document, they say, "Al de'acher." That's through others, meaning others could receive the shtar shikhar for the eved from the master, which the inference is, "V'le'al de'atzmai," but not through himself. He himself cannot receive it. Now, the problem with this is, v'al-kaimalon, but we know the halacha is, because this is something that happens time and time again in practice, that a person, the slave's get, comes simultaneous with his acquiring his own hand, where the eved does receive his own get from his master. So essentially what the Gemara's question is that if it's true that the Rabbanan dispute this halacha, which again according to the reading that we have been saying, which sounds like that this halacha are exclusive halachas, that regarding kesef, we're talking about that that's going to be now. So the Gemara says v'chitem, and if you're going to say ma'al de'atzmai, what does it mean through himself? It means afid de'atzmai, also through himself. Now ukamash malon, what would that be teaching us? The yesh kinyan li eved, that there is an acquisition for a slave when people give it to him al manas on the condition that it should be b'loy rabbi, that his master doesn't have any rights to it, and that's the chiddush. Meaning, of course, other people could do it because it's a schus. The chiddush that they're saying is when they say kesav de'atzmai, it means even through himself. Now, so now the Gemara asks ihachei emesefer. Let's see the sefer, which when we go through the cheshbon, the Gemara is going to conclude with the question about how do we understand this opinion of the chacham, because the end of their sentence says b'shtar al de'echer, when it comes to a document that other people could receive it from the master to redeem the slave. Now, the inference, again, sounds like, but not through himself. Now, the difficulty with that is, because of Al-Kaimalon, we know that the halach is, because this is Maisim B'chol Yom, this is what they always do, the practice of masters with the slaves are, that the slave receives his get from his master, because the mechanics work, that he receives the ability to receive something for himself, meaning he gets his own yad, simultaneous when he receives the get from the master. Now, the problem is, if the Rabbanan dispute this halacha, because it seemingly we're quoting that they hold that shtar only works through others, not through themselves, well then, why would we, in practice of halacha, leave the opinion of the majority of the Rabbanan and practice like Remeir, who he's saying that the Eved could receive it himself? Now, so the Gemara says, okay, so v'chitem is saying, if you're going to say ma'ay de'achem, what does it mean that others could receive the shtar shikhar from the master? It means afay de'achem, it means even through others. Meaning, again, as we explained, the case that we're discussing is even shaloi medaitei, even without the awareness and the acceptance of the slave. Now, and v'hokamash melon, what would the Mishnah then be teaching? Because it's a merit for a slave to leave from his master. So when the Chacham say that al de'echer, it doesn't mean only through them. Of course he can receive himself, because git b'yad mo'borin ke'echad. But rather means even through the others, because it's a schus, again, unlike Remeir. So that's what they're coming to teach. Ihachi. If that's the case, and again, this is the culmination of the question, that if it is as we explained regarding the case of Kesef, that we said by Kesev it's Shaloi Midaite, and it works both through others and through himself. And now we're proving that the end of the sentence, we're going to start, it's the same thing. When we say Al De'Acherim, it doesn't mean only through Acherim. It means through himself and through others. If that's the case, Narvinu V'Nitzninu, then it should be mixed together and taught. Bekesef u'bishtar, the Chum should have said, instead of saying separate sentences, it's in the Mishnah is quoted, V'Chum, the sages say, Bekesef Al De'Atzmai, and u'bishtar De'Acherim. Which again, we really said, Bekesef doesn't mean only through himself, it means also through himself. And regarding Shtar, when we say Al-De'achem, it doesn't mean only through others, it means also through others. But what are you saying? That really, by both cases, it applies to both. And then you should have said it, that the Cham Eimim Bekesef U-Bishtar, with money and the document, Bein Al-De'achem, Bein Al-De'atzmai, both through himself and through others. You're right, each one has an inherent chiddush that it's explaining that point, but at least just say it that both apply to both. Why say them separately? Sounds like that they're not the same. But according to the way we just described it, they both have both halachas of through self and through others. So El Rav, the Gemara concludes as follows. According to the Chachamim, Bekesef, when it comes to money, Bein al de'acherim, Bein al de'atzmai. It's, and that is, the as the Gemara is going to explain, this halacha, the Chacham, is actually two different statements. This that we're describing is actually not the Chacham. When it comes to money, it's both through others and through the self. But bishtar, al-de'acherim v'lo de'atzmai. When it comes to the document, it's actually only through others and not through the self. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and it's actually Reb Shimon ben Elazar. In other words, the Seifa that talks about a document that is saying that shtar only works through others, because again, if it was also through the self, then there should have been one long sentence, not two different sentences, is going like Reb Shimon, who he does not hold of Gita B'yod Boin Kechad, which is not a difficulty because we paskin like the Chacham who do hold Gita B'yod Boin Kechad. Now, the time like learned the Braisa, Reb Shimon Lazar, he says that Af Bishtar, he says, even when it comes to a document, it only works through others, not through himself. And the Gemara concludes, V'sholosh Machlokes B'dor. There's actually three Machlokes in our Mishnah, although we quote only two opinions, remain the Chacham, it's actually three different opinions. As Rashi explains the three different opinions. The first opinion mentioned in the Mishnah, that of Reb Meir holds, when it comes to money, it works al yidei acherim, through others, as he says in the Mishnah, even as we explained with Abaya and Rava, even if it's Shaloi Midaita, even without his acceptance, but it doesn't work through himself. Now, the reason why it doesn't work through himself is because an Eved can never acquire anything without his master automatically acquiring it. Now, in regards to a Shtar, it works only through himself, and not through others, again, because we're explaining a case of Shalemi Daitai, and the reason is, according to a mayor, since it's a liability, and a liability could only do when it's Befanav, not Shalemi Befanav. Now, regarding money, although it is a liability, that's what we explained in the Gemara in the previous Gemara's discussion, as like the way Rava said it, it's the master's acceptance of it that creates it, so it's not that someone else is creating that liability, happens automatically. So that's the opinion of a mayor. Again, we're a mayor that regarding Kesef is only through others, and Shtar only through himself. Then there's the opinion of Reb Shimon Elazar. He holds, whether through money or through a document, it works through others, because he holds that it's actually a schus, like the way the Chacham hold the Masechet is getting, it's a schus for Eved to be emancipated. So whether through money or through a document, even if it's Shlei Midaitai, they can emancipate him. But it doesn't work through himself. Why? The reason why by money it won't work through himself is because he holds, the way Reb Meir holds in our Mishnah, that there's no kinyan for an Eved without his master, so he can never free himself through himself. Now, regarding a document, he also holds that an Eved cannot be freed by receiving the get from his master because he does not hold of Gita V'yod Boin Ke'echad, which, as the Gemara just quoted, that Braisa that he says that even by Shtar, that it only works through others, not through himself, which when it says also through Shtar, it means Kol Shekein, for sure it's not going to work by Kesef through himself. So obviously he holds that by both of them, that it doesn't work through himself. Then there's the opinion of the Rabban of our Mishnah that they hold. Regarding by money, it works whether through others or through himself. And the reason being is because that their others could go ahead and redeem him through money because it's a schus. And the Eved himself could also because they could acquire the money to him. Same thing applies to a document where it works both through others and it works through himself. So according to the Chacham, actually, both work for both. shtar and kesef through himself and through others. Now, this that we know the halach is, and that's how the common practice is, that gita b'yod bo'in ke'achad, we follow like drabbanan, because they hold that the eved could receive his own shtar shechur. Now, so the question then was, if they hold by kesef and by shtar, it works in both, so then why don't we say it in one long sentence? Why do we say it as separate sentences? That's what the Gemara was answering, because actually the Seifa, that last sentence of ubishtar al di'acherim, was actually not the Chacham, it was actually Reb Shimon ben Elazar. But the Reisha, the first half of the sentence was the Chacham is saying to a mayor, when they, only those first words where they say bekesav al de'atzmai, what they were saying was, not just kesav al de'atzmai, but even kesef is going to work through himself, where because there is a kinyan for an eved, but not like they hold it only works through himself, and that for sure it's going to work through others, because they hold that it's a schus, and for sure it's going to work by a document because of git v'yoy mor ke'echad, and the others could do it because it's a schus. So that's the Gemara's conclusion, that this sentence actually is not one opinion. The Chacham Aimim is only going to kesef ad atzmai, and they're just coming to dispute Reb Meir's point of when he holds kesef is only through acherim, and that they're saying no, it works even through the self. But again, they hold that self and others for both kesef and for shtar. The second half of that sentence, which said that it says bishtar al de acherim, is actually Reb Shimon Elazar, who holds that a shtar only works through others and not through the self, and kol shekein by money, where it's only going to work through others and not through the self. So now the Gemara continues on this new opinion, which we didn't know that this was here, but was being inserted into the Mishnah the way we're describing it now. So Amar Rabbi says, my time in the Rabbi Shimon Elazar, what's the reason of Shimon Elazar's opinion that he holds that even by a document that the master can't redeem a slave, the slave can't redeem the shtar shechur, or it has to work through others? So that the Gemara explains, Gomar lo la me'isha, because he learns out the halachas of an eved kanani from the halachas of a woman, where it says la by the get isha, and it says la by the halachas of an eved kanani, which teaches us for their shtar shechur too, which is ma'isha ad sheyitzi get l'shosheinu shalai, just like by a get isha. The way it works is only once it when it's removed from the husband's domain and enters into a different domain, which is either the woman or her shliach, because it says in the pasuk in Devarim Chavdal, v'nosem b'yada, he has to put it into her hand, and when it goes into her hand, that's a rishus that's not his, because he doesn't own his wife's body. He might, whatever her earning get, maybe go to him, but he doesn't own her body. So when she receives it with her hand, that's already rishus that's not his. Af eved nami atshayetzi get l'shush and l'shaloi. So Reb Shimon Elazar held. Same thing happens, because we learn that the halachas of eved kanani from Isha. So to there, when he wants to receive the get from his master, has to go first to a domain that's not the master's, but the problem is that the yad eved is kiyad rabbi. And therefore, since he doesn't hold to this principle of git v'yod bo'in ke'echad, he's not going to be emancipated to receive it himself. Someone else would have to receive it for him. Whereas as Rashi says, the Rabban, however, learned up this Kzeir Shava, that just like a woman can receive her own get, so too an Eved can receive his own get. And therefore, they're learning halachic principles of git v'yod and bo'in ke'echad. Now, Ba'i Rabba asked the following question as we continue on Talmud Beis. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, according to Reb Shimon Elazar, that he says that an Eved cannot receive his own get. However, Eved Kenani, but what's the halacha if a non-Jewish slave, Mao Shiyasa Shliach Likabla Gitim Yad Rabbi, what's the halacha? Could he make a Shliach to receive a get from his master? So he himself can't receive it, but could he make someone else as an agent to receive it from his master? As the Gemara explains the question, Kivin the Gamma La La Me'isha, since that's the source of where we're learning this halacha from. We learn it out that where it says love by the woman and love by the Eved Kenani, so we learn Ki'isha, just like an Isha, where she can make a Shliach LiKabbalah to receive her get from her husband, which we learn out later on, Daf Mem Alef Mem Alef, it says V'shilcha Mibeisai, that he sends her from his house, which the word V'shilcha could also be interpreted as she sends, meaning that she can make her own Shliach to be Mekabal. So, therefore, this option of the question would be holding that when Reb Shimon Elazar holds that the Eved can only be redeemed Aydei Acherim through others, it would mean even through the others, meaning the Shliach that the Eved Kenani made himself. Or maybe then, no. Isha de ihi matzim mekabelas gita, by the case of the woman where she herself could receive her get, so shliach nami matzim mishava, so she can make a shliach to be an extension of, just like she could do that, so her shliach could do that. Eved de ihi uloi mekabel gita, but just like we described the Kuntur Shem Elazar, where he holds that Eved cannot receive his own get shichur, so shliach nami loi matzim mishava, so he also cannot make a shliach to accept it, because all the shliach could have is the abilities that he has, and he himself can't, so how could he make a shliach to do that? So therefore, rather, when Reb Shimon Elazar says that it's only through Acherim that can receive his get shechur, would have to mean either that his master is being mezaka the get through others to him, meaning that like a shlich le'alocha type, not a shlich le'kabbalah, or that the others are doing it shalemidas without the awareness and the acceptance and the appointment of the Eved. But that this second point of the question would hold that you cannot create a shlich le'kabbalah because you can't do it yourself. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, "Basa de bayi hada pashta." After he had asked the question, he resolved it. La la me'isha. We learn out la la from the woman, and we say ki'isha, which just like a woman can make a shlich le'kabbal harged, so too, although the Eved cannot, he however could create a shliach to receive his get shicher from his master. Now that the Gemara asks, "Ve'lahadam Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua." This Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua says, "Hani kahani regarding kahanim that they sacrifice the karbanis in the Beis Hamikdash." He says, "Shluchei d'Rachmanan henu." It must be that they're agents of Hashem and not our agents, because there are really two parties here by every karban. There's us bringing the karban, which and the kahanim could be seen as doing our agency to bring it because we're not kahanim, so they do it for us. Or they could be seen as Hashem agents who's receiving it from the people, and Hashem designated the kahanim to do this job. So says Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua that the kahanim are Hashem agents, not our agents. Now what's the halachic relevance? It's if someone took a neder forbidding himself to have anah from a kohen, where according to this halacha, kahanim are still permitted to bring his karbanis, because he's not your agent. If he was your agent, you'd be having anah from him. Actually, he's Hashem agents, so therefore there's no problem. Which this is actually a question that was asked in Masechet Nedarim, Daf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. So Rav Huna b'Reid Yeshua says these kahanim are Hashem's agents. Now on that, the Gemara asks, Rav Huna b'Reid Yeshua explains why. How do I know this? Because if you would entertain that there are agents, how can you say that? Is it possible that there's something that we ourselves cannot do? The inhu motzi avdi, and they could do. Meaning to say, we can't go to the Beis HaMikdash. There's an isser of a czar to come and do the avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. Yet, our agents could do that? How could an agent be any stronger than the Meshaleach? Must be that they're not our agents, they're Hashem's agents. On that, the Gemara asks, V'loy? That's not the case. But V'avdu di'iyu le'matzim mekabel gita. But the halacha we just said before contradicts this. You said that an Eved, although he cannot receive his own get, yet v'shliach matzim mashvi, and yet you're saying that he could create such an agent. And therefore, the Gemara's question is, how could Rav Huna have learned from this reason that it's permitted for the kohen to be makriv, the person's karbanos who had taken a neder hanah, forbidding himself to have enough from a kohen, based on that logic, when you just disproved that logic? You said that the Eved cannot receive his own get, yet he could have others to receive it for him. Yet how could a shliach do more than the mishaleach? So that the Gemara answers, well, that's not a difficulty. Because Yisrael lo yishaychi b'teres karbanos klal. A non-Kayan has no wherewithal ever to have any way of bringing, of sacrificing karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. They can never do that avodah. So yes, then you can't say that the Kayan is their shliach, because the shliach cannot be more than a shliach. But Eved Shaykh Begitin, a slave is applicable regarding Gitin. In other words, when he's not receiving his own get, because the reason why he can't receive his own get, we said, is because the get didn't leave from his master's domain. But the Eved Kenani could receive his friend's get shechar, which is not his own master, but rather a different person, because then the get did leave the master's domain, because although he's an Eved Kenani, but he's not that master's domain, and it left Rishos She'enah Shalai, which that would actually make this Eved Kenani someone applicable for the halachas of Gittin, and therefore, although he himself technically cannot receive his own get, he could make a shliach to receive a get. The time like we learned in the Braisa. The Braisa says, Nirin Hadvarm, it would seem, Sho Eved Mikabel Gitoy Shel Chaver, a slave could receive his friend's get shecher, Miyad Rabbi Shel Chaveroi, from the master of his friend's master. Now, Avalo Miyad Rabbi Sheloi, but not from his own master. In other words, if they were both slaves of the same person, yes, there it wouldn't work, because it has to leave from the master's domain, like we learned according to Rabbi Shimon Laza, to Rishosh Ein Sheloi. But whether it's the slave himself or another slave owned by the same master, it's not leaving his own reshus. But when it comes to a slave of a different man, that would leave reshus in the shloi, and that would apply for the lachas of gittin, and therefore it's not difficult where you could say that, of course, he can make a shliach, because he is applicable for the lachas of gittin. It's just a technicality that doesn't work when it's his own master. It didn't leave reshus in the shloi. Therefore, he could make a shliach. However, that does not disprove the logic of Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Yeshua that the kahanim have to be shluchei d'rachmanan, not shluchei d'idan, because a Yisrael has no shaykhs, no application to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. And since they don't, therefore they wouldn't be able to make agents that could, and therefore it must be that they're Hashem's agents and not our agents. Now the Gemara quotes from our Mishnah, which the Chacham said in dispute with Reb Meir, that the Eved could free himself through money, al di atzmoy. And however, the end of the Mishnah qualifies, ubavachei akesem mishal achem, as long as it's monies from others, which they gave it to the slave to use to redeem himself, that's the only way, because he doesn't have his own money. Whatever he owns is owned by his master. But however, they could give it to him to give it to the master, in contrast to Reb Meir, who held that you can't even do it that way. It has to go directly from them to the master. So the Gemara says, nima hokem efugi, let's say that this is what they're arguing about. The Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, that he said that Kesef has to work only al dei achrim through others, sever he held, in kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi, it's impossible for a slave to acquire something without his master. So even if, let's say, someone gives him a gift, automatically, his master acquired it. Therefore, it has to be kesef mishel achrim, it has to go directly from them, because he cannot receive it and then give it to his master. And so too, parallel halacha, the in kinyan le'isha b'lei bala, there's no acquisition for a woman without her husband automatically acquiring it. And this is in general regarding kinyan of the isha with her husband, that in this regard a woman is like a slave, because since her husband merits her earnings, whatever she finds, and therefore just like we having this dispute regarding when you give a gift to a slave, same thing you could apply to a woman. Whatever you give it to her automatically is her husband's. That's what your mayor would hold. For a banan sabi, however, their banan hold that yesh kinyan le'ev b'lei rabbi, that you could have a kinyan for a slave without his master. In other words, if they give him a gift, since this other person is being mocking it to him and giving it to him, he didn't intend for it to go to the slave's master. He wanted it to be for the slaves, and therefore they hold that it would be the slaves. So now it is money that he owns, and therefore he could use it to redeem himself. And so to v'yashkin le'isha b'lei ba'ala, there is an acquisition for a woman. If other people are gifting it to her, to you, not to your husband, they're giving it to her, then it does become hers, and it does not become the husband's. That would be why they would hold that a slave could have money through himself to redeem himself from his master. On that, Amar Rabba, Amar Rav Sheshes, he says, not necessarily. The kulama that you could say that everyone holds, in kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi, that a slave cannot acquire anything without his master automatically acquiring it if they give it to him without saying any conditions to it. And so too, in kinyan le'isha b'lei rabbi b'lei bala, everyone would agree that a woman cannot acquire anything without her husband automatically acquiring it. But v'hachma yiskin, here what are we talking about in their machlekes? In the Mishnah, is the akni le'achar mana, where someone acquired to the slave a mana. V'amar le'en, he stipulated, he said, al-manashe in l'rabach reshos, but on the condition I'm giving this to you, that your master does not get the rights of it. Now that's the machlekes. Reb Meir Sava, he holds, ki amar le'kni, when this other person tells to the slave, here, acquire this money, kani evit, v'kani rabbi. Automatically he has acquired it, and his master has acquired it from him. Now, v'chi amale amanas, then when he finishes off the sentence and he says, on the condition, leklum kamale, he hasn't said anything, because already from the moment, before he even got a chance to finish the sentence, when the Eved acquired it, his master automatically acquired it. So it's not the Eved's anymore. But Rabban Savi, the Rabban disagree, kivan to amale amanas, since he said, on the condition, ahani le tanoi, there the condition does help, because from the inception, it was on this condition that he was being machnet to him. It was qualifying that kinyan. You don't say, oh, he got it, now you can't make the condition anymore. No, the whole thing was based on that conditioning, and therefore they hold that, even though generally there is no kinyan forever without his rabbi, but if that's a stipulation, then you can make that stipulation, then the Eved will have his own money, and he can use that to redeem himself. Another interpretation, Rebbe Lazar, he says, kol ki hagav, no, actually, this case that was described in the previous interpretation, when you say al-manas, he says, the kula amalei pligi, no one would disagree. The kani evid v'kani rabbi, even in such a case, whatever the evid has acquired, the master has acquired. So what's then, where do we find the case of the chacham saying that the evid could have his own money? V'acham ha'iskin, what we're talking about in our Mishnah is, k'gun de'akni le'achar mana, where someone again acquired money to the slave. V'amar le'en, he said to him, amanashe teitzi boi l'cheiris. Not amanashe ein l'rabbi rishos bach, because you can't say that, that's automatic. Whatever the slave gets, his master gets, even according to Chacham. The stipulation was on the condition that this money is used to free you. Where Remeir still holds, ki amar le'kni, when he tells him to acquire it, kani evid v'kani rabbi, automatically what the slave has acquired, the master has acquired. V'chi amar le'amanas, when he tells him, whatever the condition is, whatever stipulation is, le'klum kamar, he hasn't told him anything. But Rabban Savi, the Rabban hold, even for the slave himself, He hasn't acquired anything to say kon ebe kon rabbi. He never got it for himself. Because what he has essentially told him is only if it's used to go free. In other words, that you should give it to your master to redeem yourself. So it's not even the Eved's to say kon ebe kon rabbi according to the Chachamim, because it's not yours. You can't use it for whatever you want. It's used only to redeem yourself from it. And therefore, that stipulation, according to the Chachamim, according to this interpretation of Rebbe Lazar, would work, although they hold even by Amanas, because here it's not just a regular Amanas. Here it's not even the Eved's money, it's only able to be used for the functionality of redeeming himself. There they hold that he could have that money and then go ahead and deliver it. It doesn't have to be from the Achayim directly to the master. According to the Chacham, it could be from the slave to the master, and that's what the Chacham mean in the Mishnah when they say, Al de Atzmoy, that it could be through himself, as long as the Mishnah had qualified, as long as it's coming from monies from elsewhere, where we had this three different interpretations in the Pinnah Chachamim regarding why is it that they hold that the Eved can be kind to something without his master being kind it and then redeem himself. Which the three interpretations are either that they hold in general, Yesh Kinyan Le Eved B'lei Rabbi, if someone else is gifting it to him, or even if they hold, even in that case, that Ein Kinyan Le Eved B'lei Rabbi, but whenever you make amanas, a stipulation, then it'll be a kinyan le'eved b'lei rabbi. Or, it's like Rabbi Elazar said, that even in there, usually amanas will not work, but when it's specific, amanas she'teitzeh b'lecheres, then it's going to work for a kinyan for eved b'lei rabbi.